that he should lie. That's why I know everyone lift my voice. You are blessed.
Wisdom for profitability. In bracket, smart work. Wisdom for profitability. Then in bracket, smart work. W-O-R-K. Smart work. God will distinguish you this month. In Proverbs 24, verse 7, it says, wisdom is the principal thing, therefore get wisdom. And with all that getting, get understanding. If wisdom is the principal thing, then you must give it the principal attention. He said, by wisdom, kings reign and princes decree justice. Proverbs 8, verse 15. There is no reigning in life without instrumentality of wisdom. To do without wisdom is to remain on the floor. The top is reserved for the wise. The wiser you are, the higher you go. Wisdom is the key to profitable living. If you must make profit in life, then you must work in wisdom. Then what is wisdom? What is wisdom? Wisdom is the ability to perceive the true nature of things. Wisdom is the ability to perceive the true nature of things and to implement the will of God in them to get the desired result. Wisdom is the ability to perceive the true nature of things and to implement the will of God in them to get the desired resolve. Wisdom is the correct application of scriptures to real life situations. It is not mere mentalization. It is discovering God's approach to every issue of life. In summary, what I'm saying is wisdom is knowing the right thing to do and also doing it at the right time. It is knowing the right thing to do and doing it at the right time. That's wisdom. It is the level of wisdom at work in you that will determine the level of progress you will experience. It makes you to excel in life. Now hear this and hear me well. It's an abuse to redemption for an unbeliever to beat any child of God in any field of endeavor. It is abnormal for a dead man to beat a living man. If a sinner is succeeding more than you, it is not scriptural. It will end today. Let me hear a loud amen. If your mentality is not quickened, there's no proof that you're spiritually alive. Wisdom is about works, not about words. In Mark 6, verse 2, he said, when the Sabbath day was come, he began to teach in the synagogue, and many hearing him were astonished, saying, from whence are these men distance? And what wisdom is this which is given unto him? That even the mighty works, mighty what? are wrought by him, not mighty words, mighty works. They saw the proofs. Wisdom has proofs. Wisdom has what? Words are cheap. But work defines the world of wisdom. Now today, we are going to look at how to gain profit in our life. In what? In all endeavor, which is called smart work. Smart what? Not work, smart work. People work, but smart. I put the word smart. Brain work. The first thing God started with was work. The first thing introduced man to was work. Adam had a task, and he made sure Adam used his mind first. Adam used what? To look at situations and was able to translate from his mind to reality. God did something, said, Adam, you name every creature. And that was a mental task. Adam was single-handedly named all creatures. He never went to the water, but he could say, this is whale, this is shark. Say wisdom. Adam had to tax his mind. He looked at behavior and said, this is a lion. Adam was the one that named every creature that was named. If you read Genesis chapter 2, 2, 8, 15, 19, 20. God rested on the seventh day, ended his work, which he had made, and he rested on the seventh day from all his work which he had made. Verse 8. And the Lord had planted garden. So see where God worked himself. And the Lord God did what? Planted. He didn't speak a garden to existence. He didn't say, let there be garden. God himself worked. If you don't work, you don't look like God. He said, and the Lord God planted a garden eastward in Eden. And there he put the man whom he had formed. God did not say, let there be garden. So if you are not working, you don't look like God. God said, he planted. God himself worked. So all of you who don't believe in walking, you are stupid. The Almighty God did not say, let there be garden. He planted. Then what will you look like if you don't work? And look at verse 15. And the Lord God took the man and put him in the garden to do what? To dress it and keep it. Say work. And verse 19. And out of the ground, the Lord God formed every beast of the field and every fowl of the earth and brought them unto Adam. See what God did? And see what he would call them. Say work. And whatsoever Adam called every creature, that was the name thereof. So Adam was the one, and Adam gave names to all cattle and all fowl of the air, the very beast of the field. Are you getting me now? So Adam was just busy saying, hey, you, eagle. Every name Adam named is what is working to today. Hear this. Your profitability, purpose, and essence of living will not emerge except you are working. What is work? What is work? Work is legitimately engaging in mental, take note, take this definition. Work is legitimately engaging in mental or physical effort. Mental or what? Physical effort to achieve a purpose or resolve. Make sure you get this definition. Work is legitimately engaging in mental or physical what? Effort to achieve a purpose or resolve. So it is your work that will determine your worth and value. Now, from the definition, we can see that there are two kinds of work. Is that true? A, mental. Is that true? In bracket, brain work. Mental is what? Brain work. And B, physical, in bracket, muscle work. One is brain work, which is the one we call the smart work. Second is physical, in bracket, muscle work. Is that true? Now, smart work is brain work. Is what? That's what I'm talking about. It is brain work that produces great works. For you to excel in your life, you must be a smart worker. Working on a thing is not what makes it work. It is walking with the right sense and relevant faith
through the use of the brain
that makes walking resourceful. The world is not ruled by strength, but by men of sense. There's difference between hard work and smart work. I will tell you the two. They are not the same. The difference between what? Between? And? They are not the same. Someone can be a hard worker and not a, and may not be a smart worker. You can be a hard worker and not be a what? E.g., a laborer, that's a block carrier at a site, that's a hard worker. But a manager is a smart worker. I will read this scripture from the Message Bible, Ecclesiastes 10:10. Hear what the Bible says in the Message Bible of Ecclesiastes 10:10. He said, remember, look at it. The duller the ass, the harder the work. Use your head. The more brains, the less muscle. That's the bottom line of the preaching. More brain, less muscle. The reason you see people run around as if they are walking is because the brain is not used. Without the brain, no gain in the office. Am I talking to you? Come on. Listen. We have too many, in quote, hard workers who don't get results. Because they keep the brain behind and they run with their body. I'm going to share with you how to be a smart worker. How to be a what? How to be a smart worker.
Go nowhere, because this message continues shortly.
Wow, it's finally here. Introducing Salvation Ministries mobile app. You can now get direct access to our Facebook updates, watch inspiring videos on our YouTube channel, get recent Twitter feeds, listen to Salvation Radio, watch Salvation TV 24 hours non-stop, and live services. With this mobile application, you can also download our ebooks and MP3 messages, post your testimonies, subscribe to our newsletter, and listen to prophetic tunes by David Obiomi. This app is now available for all Android and mobile devices for free. To download, visit our website www.smhos.org. Yes, you are fire. 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 You need to be on the go with God. Salvation Ministries mobile app, just for you.
Number one, have a right frame of mind to work. Have a right what? Have a right frame of mind to work. The first step to becoming a smart worker is to have the right frame of mind to work. In Nehemiah chapter 4 verse 6, it said, so build we the wall, and all the wall was joined together unto the half thereof, for the people had a mind to work, taking note of that. They had what? You can't be productive if your mind is not settled to carry out an assignment or work given to you. First thing, your mind had to be settled. Had to what? It is settled mind that becomes creative and in turn becomes productive. Your mind must be settled to say, yes, I want to work. Now hear this. Many are not excelling in their place of work because their mind is not there. The body is there, but the mind is not in the assignment. I come again. You can never be productive if you are absent-minded when you're working. I can be here now, my body and my mind is at home. Everything I'm talking now, you will hear it. You can be, body can be here, but your mind is closing windows and calculating some money outside. So everything I'm talking will be coming, entering here and passing here because your mind is not here. The first thing to be productive, to be a smart worker, is to make sure your mind is settled on the assignment given to you. Am I talking to someone here? You know why? In Philippians chapter 4 and verse 8, to have the right frame of mind, this is what you do. Anytime you want to work, anywhere you're working, this is what you do first. Finally, brother, what's the thing that are what? Honest. What's the thing that are just? What's the thing that are pure? What's the thing that are lovely? What are the things that are of good report? If there be any fact of any praise, think on these things. Outside this, when you go to work, don't think. Anything outside this thinking syllabus that comes your way, don't think it. Once you're working and your mind begins to think outside those things I said, you will never be productive in any assignment. Anything not pure, am I going to go with you? Anything of not good report, anything that is not honest, and you're in the office or you are doing anything, and your mind goes off to think outside those things that is in Philippians 4:8, immediately your productivity level will just drop. The first and foremost, your mind must be settled to think on only these syllables: honest, just, pure, lovely, of good what? He said, if there be no virtue, take it off. Am I talking to you? Now, listen. I want to work, for instance. Honest. I want to steal money. Is it honest? The moment my mind begins to think of stealing, it's not honest, so I will not be productive in my work. Just. If I do something ungodly in the office, is it just? No. Lovely. If I slap somebody in the office, is it lovely? No. If they hear that I did something that is not a good report, once your mind is off those track, forget it. You'll be unproductive. So, first and foremost, my mind has to be settled with these virtues for me to be productive in any work I want to do. Am I going to get what I'm saying here? Am I talking to you? He said they had a mind to work. So my mind has to be settled with these virtues. These what? Virtues in Philippians 4:8. Number two. You must be a thinker. If you must be a smart worker, how to be a smart worker? You must be a what? A thinker. Many Christians are very spiritual. Hard working in terms of physical exertion, but poor thinkers. You cannot go beyond your mental capacity. As he thinketh in his heart, so is he. Proverbs 23, verse 7. In Philemon chapter 1, verse 14, he said, but without the mind would I do nothing. To become a smart worker, you must be a deep thinker. Always think before you carry out any assignment. Always what? Always think before you carry out any assignment. God is a thinker. So as a child of God, if you are not a thinker, you miss out of the virtues of God. He said, let us make man in our own image. So you are created in the image of God. I said, we have the mind of Christ. That is Genesis 1:27, 1 Corinthians 2:16. And by that mind, all things were created. John chapter 1, verse 3. Now, the Bible said in Jeremiah 29, verse 11, he said, for I know the thoughts. That means God thinks. Hear this. He said, for I know the thoughts that I think towards you. Say the Lord, thoughts of peace. So God thinks. Can you see that? He said, for I know the thoughts I think towards you. So God is a thinker. Did you hear that? Hello? thus appear none of you to give an expected end. Is that your Bible? Come, let us reason together. Jeremiah 29 verse 11 and Isaiah chapter 1 verse 19, verse 18 and 19. Then he said, you shall eat the good of the land. Problem will always remain as long as the mind is docile. Until you put your mind to work, nothing good can come out of your life. Can I tell you something? Where you are today is a result of your level of thinking. Thinking is the basic tool for creativity. Thinking makes you a smart worker. It makes you a creative worker. There was a challenge in the life of Joseph, the biological father of Jesus. In Matthew chapter 1 verse 20, he said, but while he thought on these things, say thinking. It is through thinking solutions come in any office. Am I communicating with you, sir? Hello? While he thought, many of us just work, we don't think. Joseph had answer to the challenge confronting him while thinking. Why what? Thinking will make you come out with different options, no matter the challenge. Thinking through to come out with possibilities is a great work. Is it what? Then what is thinking? Thinking is the movement of the mind or the overing of the mind over an issue in a bid to find appropriate solution. Thinking is the movement of the mind or the overing of the mind over an issue in a bid to find appropriate solution. So I sit down and I find answer to a solution. That's thinking. That's what? Proverbs 20 verse 5. I'll read the contemporary English version. I'll read the King James. Counsel in the heart of men is like deep water, but the man of understanding will draw it out. If you have the contemporary English version, it said, someone's thoughts may be deep as the ocean, but if you are smart, you will discover them. Do you hear that? That's contemporary English. If you are what? You will discover them. Come on, sir, here. Mental activity saps more energy than physical exercise. This explains why thinkers in organizations are paid more than people who do physical work. That's why managers are paid more than laborers. Yet is no man can work out what he has not thought out. No man can work out what he has not taught us. Hear this. All those who employ people, hear this. Never promote people based on durability, but it should be based on productivity. And productivity is all about results. Most times, when the people come for employment, they say, well, I have 20 years experience on this job. But in reality, they have 1 year experience repeated 20 times. 20 years. No new thing they have thought of. The same thing they know 20 years ago is what they still do. To think more is to exert less physical energy and yet obtain better results. When a man's mind is sufficiently connected to his work, he naturally comes up with better solutions, better and faster approach to the task before him. Todd Sealer said, and I quote him, if we don't learn to think, we become nothing and nothing is becoming of us. Unquote. If we don't learn to think, thinking is a process. We become nothing and nothing is becoming of us. The quality of one's thought determines the results he gets in every area of life. Creative thinkers look for better ways of providing solutions to challenges that confront them daily. Now look at the man Joseph, for instance. It was through thinking he got the answer to the problem in Egypt. He preserved food for 14 years without attending any special school. So thinking. Genesis chapter 41, 29 to 30, and verse 36 downwards. The man Daniel. Daniel, when Nebuchadnezzar gave him a tax, he asked Nebuchadnezzar to give him time to do what? To think. An answer was granted him in the ninth vision. In Daniel chapter 2, 16 and 19. Do you know Daniel served in under four different kings? And Daniel's reign was, it was relevant for 55 years. Daniel served under many and was relevant for 55 years through thinking. Through what? At every time, Daniel had a solution to their challenges. Don't allow your mind to be dormant. E.W. Kenyon said, and I quote him, make your brain work. It will sweat, but make it work. It will improve. It will develop until you become the envy of those around you. We are in a thinker's world.
The greatest miracle is not the miracle that eyes are open. The greatest miracle is not that the lame walked. The greatest miracle is not that you bought a house. The greatest miracle is the miracle of salvation. If you have not met Jesus, I want to pray specially with you. Just pray this prayer after me. Lord Jesus, I surrender my life to you. I believe in my heart that you died and rose from the dead to save me. Right now, with my mouth, I confess you as my Lord and Savior. Thank you, Jesus, for saving me. Amen.
This was Ezekiel, Isaiah, Jeremiah, Deborah. They died. Nobody could bring them out. Everybody died. And this is what happened. He came in the midst of the Isaiahs. He came in the midst of the Jeremiahs and he slept. He died. Now let everyone that was sleeping wake up. Just where you woke up. As I wake up, they will be waking up. As I wake up, they will be waking up. As I wake up, they will be waking up. That is how you are out of that grave. That is how you are out of that sickness. That is how you are.
The 2015 Five Nights of Glory is now available on DVD and MP3 format. Call the number on your screen to get the complete package or visit our website at www.smhos.org. For live services, prayers, and counseling, visit smhos.org or call the numbers on the screen. This program was brought to you by Salvation Ministries, Home of Success.